Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 29th, 2021, and this is episode 107 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I really like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off a week of gamifying marketing and copywriting for architects by playing the elevator pitch game. If you're on an elevator or at a networking event, you may have a minute to say something interesting enough that the other person will want to learn more about what you do. On social media or on your website, you have just a few seconds. So yesterday, I asked everyone to share their elevator pitch in 10 seconds or less. How'd you do? My guess is that you need a little bit of work. Don't worry. Most architects do. If you didn't get a chance to join in the discussion yesterday, or maybe you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 106. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group. and then think about becoming a part of these live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now today, at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll stick to our gamification theme that we started yesterday. This week is all about talking about what you do. That's the heart of copywriting. The difference is that copywriting is what it sounds like, taking that and writing it down. It's not easy work, but it's important work. So today's game is the flip the script game. One mistake that most of us make is spending too much time talking about ourselves. When it comes to marketing, this really comes into play in the business of expertise and professional services. I think that's pretty natural. If you're a licensed professional and an expert at something, it seems pretty natural to say something like, I'm an expert at this, or I'm a licensed professional, or I'm an award-winning this. And while any or all of those might be true, your client really wants to know what that has to do with them. What does your experience, your expertise, your license, what does any of that mean for them? That may sound pretty selfish in a way, but it's the truth. And believe it or not, many clients, especially if they've never worked with an architect or built anything before, assume that everyone is equally qualified. They might not even understand your expertise or your license. You've got to be able to explain what all of that means for them, how your work will benefit them, again, in a very short amount of time. So here's today's game. Take something that you say often. It may be something from your about page on your website. It may be how you explain your design process. Whatever you want to use, flip the script. Change what you say from it being about you to it being about your client. I like to use a little non-mathematical equation for this game. It goes like this. P plus S equals R. Problem plus solution equals result. P plus S equals R. What's the problem your client needs to solve? How do you solve that problem? What's the result or the reward your client gets from the completed solution? Can you do that in just a sentence or two? Ready to play? Join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for our context and clarity conversation. And let's see where this goes. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.